Welcome to our third SPG podcast of the academic year. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here. I've just left the staff room having had coffee and cake to raise funds for Macmillan. It's a tough ask having to eat cake on a Friday morning, but you know, I have powered through. Seriously, it's great to see so many girls and staff engaging in the Macmillan coffee morning. And I will update you next week regarding the funds that we have raised for this very worthy cause. And so on to our first section of pupil success. Well done to seven wonderful young ladies who received the Our Lady of Walsingham prizes for their exceptional contribution to the spiritual life of our school. Well done to Alicia in 9P, Joanna in 10U, Cheldine in 10L, Emily in 10U, Beatrice in 11S, Hannah in 13P, and Alyssa in 13P. Very well done on receiving this beautiful prize. Congratulations also to Tenny in 10A on winning the weekend quiz on UNESCO World Heritage Sites. She had the answers in less than a minute. How fantastic, and very well done. And congratulations to Lucy in 7A for receiving the most votes for our school charity. And so this year, our school's charity is going to be Crohn's and Colitis UK. And we're now going to take a moment to include her presentation on why and how we can support and fund and awareness raise for this very worthy cause.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lucy Blakeney and I'm in Year 7. Today I'm going to be speaking to you all about the Crohn's and Colitis UK charity. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, we pray for everyone who is affected by Crohn's disease and colitis. Amen. What is Crohn's and colitis, may you ask? Crohn's disease is where you get diarrhea, stomach aches, cramps, and blood in your poo. It also affects anywhere in your digestive system. Crohn's disease is an invisible disease, as symptoms are not visible. Sufferers are also at greater risk of developing bowel cancer. How many people in the UK suffers from Crohn's disease and colitis? Over 500,000 people. Crohn's disease can change people's lives. People suffer with extreme pain, weight loss, mobility issues, and lots more painful symptoms. I have experienced this as my mum has Crohn's disease. She's had to have major surgery and is currently receiving infusion treatment every 2 months. My auntie also has Crohn's disease and has a stoma, which is life-changing. The charity has supported global research. They provide support and education to sufferers and their families. The charity also thrives to raise public awareness. My mum is lucky because we live in a major city and she receives excellent care and support. But this is not necessarily the case in smaller towns and villages. I am very grateful to everyone who voted for Crohn's and Colitis UK to be the school's nominated charity for this academic year. I look forward to fundraising with you all soon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much to Lucy. And well done to all of the girls for a fantastic sponsored walk on Wednesday. And please encourage your daughter to bring in her sponsorship money, which will be the first fundraising event for Crohn's and Colitis UK. Congratulations again to all of the girls who presented, and particularly to Lucy on receiving the nomination for the whole school. And so on to our second section of school events. We've had a great week of activities for modern foreign languages, doing quizzes and watching films and eating food. It's just been marvellous. And we'd particularly like to say well done to the girls who have led the Angelus in different European languages. Congratulations to Rejoice in 13A and Stella Maris in 13A for leading the Angelus on Monday in Italian. Congratulations to Daniela in 10U for leading the Angelus in Romanian on Tuesday. Very well done to Despina in 12T and Raquel in 12P for leading the Angelus in Spanish on Wednesday. Congratulations to Bonnie in 12S for leading the Angelus in French on Thursday, and congratulations to Alex in 13L for leading the Angelus in Polish today. What a marvellous achievement to lead the whole school in their native languages. Very well done, girls. The girls also had an absolutely wonderful art and textiles trip to St. Ives. They had the opportunity to sketch, to do printing work, and also to work with a variety of local artists using different artistic media. As well as this, they had the opportunity to be inspired by the wonderful scenery in and around St. Ives. The PGL trip last weekend was absolutely brilliant, despite the weather. We're absolutely delighted that our Year 8 team, our Year 9 team, our Year 10 and 11 teams are the champions, and they did not lose one single game throughout the tournament. The standard of netball was extremely high, and our girls not only met but exceeded that standard. Congratulations and really well done to our netball teams. Go SPG! The art retreat at Alton Castle was thoroughly amazing, and we had 8 magnificent artists who thrived in this wonderful experience. Well done to the girls who were so engaged and utterly exemplary. We're very proud of you. Thank you to all of the staff for organising, leading and accompanying these visits. We're so blessed that our teachers are so generous in giving up their time, especially at weekends and evenings, and leave their own families so that they can inspire the girls in such amazing opportunities. And so on to forthcoming events. We're really pleased that so many parents have signed up for our parental coffee mornings in the new hall on Friday, the 3rd of October. The Key Stage 3 coffee morning is from 9 until 10 o'clock, and the Key Stage 4 coffee morning is from 10:15 to 11:15. The coffee mornings will be led by our new Compass wellbeing team, and they will be sharing strategies with parents to support their daughter for positive mental health, managing social media productively, and how to proactively help our girls manage any anxieties. So far, we have over 200 parents signed up for the coffee mornings. And if you would like to attend, please complete the Microsoft forms sent out by Mrs. Canavan. Just a reminder again, Monday the 6th of October is the Year 10 Parental Information Evening at 6 p.m. and Tuesday the 7th of October is the Year 12 Parental Information Evening at 6 p.m. Friday the 10th of October is the Young Minds Mental Health Day. We're encouraging everyone in school to wear an item of yellow to raise awareness of mental health, and we will be having discussions on that day about strategies and ideas for positive mental health and well-being. For it is a strength, not a weakness, to ask for help. We also advise the girls to turn often to Our Blessed Lady, knowing that as she held Jesus, her son, she will hold and carry us. For as St. Francis de Sales says, let us run to Mary as her little children, cast ourselves into her arms with perfect confidence. We also encourage the girls to go to the chapel at least once a week, just to find peace and to be. In our extremely busy world, we gain perspective by finding God's still, small voice of calm in our lives. For as Mother Genevieve Dupuy tells us, ask often for light and grace to see and act energetically according to the light given to you. And I just want to explain some of the changes to our Paul criteria. Following feedback from pupils and parents, we have changed the Paul criteria reward day so that it is no longer for a year, but termly. So from Monday the 22nd of September, to allow settling in time, providing your daughter this term has met 15 positive logs, has 100% attendance, no lates and no negative logs, you will be notified on the 5th of January of her reward day on the 13th of January. The reward process begins again on the first day of the spring term on the 5th of January, so that even if your daughter did not meet the Paul criteria in the previous term, there is the opportunity to begin again in the spring term, and again likewise in the summer term. Please encourage your daughter to aspire for meeting the Paul criteria this term. It would be great if you took the opportunity to look on Arbor to see how many positive logs she has already. And if it's not quite 15 yet, please encourage her to do so. So the Paul criteria will be a termly reward, and we look forward to having very high numbers and you being notified on the 5th of January that your daughter has met the criteria and will have her reward day. And I would just like to take a moment to talk about safety with the dark evenings. As we've all noticed, the evenings have got darker very, very quickly. Please speak to your daughter about being sensible and always walking with someone on the way home. In addition, we're aware that there have been a spate of robberies with mobile phones snatched out of people's hands whilst they've been using their phone. So please encourage your daughter not to walk along the road using her phone and to instead keep it in her bag where it is safe. And now on to the Just One Thing section. This week, Miss Roach, our wonderful head of science, is going to speak about just one thing you can do to support your daughter in science.
Thank you, Dr. Casserly. For me, this was easy. In science, the one thing that parents can do to help their daughters is to ask them simply to explain something to you that they've studied in science that week. And this can be applied to year 7 girls all the way up to year 13. It's a great technique because it improves their memory through retrieval. It helps them to order and consolidate their understanding by explaining it in a place where they feel free to make mistakes. And it also helps them to identify any gaps in their knowledge that they can then go away and look up later on. This is a great tool because it requires no planning or preparation, doesn't require any apps or devices, and it can be done anywhere. So in the car, at the dinner table, and just gets your daughter engaged with her science curriculum. So hopefully you can try that out at home. But thank you. I'll pass back to Dr. Cassidy now.
Thank you so much to Miss Roach for those very practical and useful suggestions. And I look forward to parents being bombarded with science explanations over the dinner table. And so on to our final section of prayer. We end this podcast with the beautiful prayer of St. Teresa of Avila in Spanish. St. Teresa of Avila is a great saint for our school, for she is an absolutely outstanding role model as a doctor of the church, a theologian, a mystic, and also someone who was faithful to God. And so the girls have been learning her prayer in Spanish, and I am just going to take the time now to say the prayer in English before you hear it in the native language of St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass away. God does not change. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone is enough. So let's take time to bring before God anything that is disturbing or frightening us. We also bring our great girls before God and ask that they will be given strength to face their fears. And let's also take the time to give thanks for one thing this week. And this week, I take time to give thanks for all of the great enjoyment of our European Week of Modern Foreign Languages. And I hope now you're going to enjoy listening to the girls saying the prayer, "Let nothing disturb you," in Spanish.
En el nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Nada te turbe, nada te espante. Todo se pasa, Dios no se muda. La paciencia todo lo alcanza. Quien a Dios tiene, nada le falta. Solo Dios basta. En nombre del Padre, y del Hijo, y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.
Thank you so much to Miss Esposito and her class for reading that prayer so beautifully in Spanish. And so, in anticipation of the Feast of the Guardian Angels on Thursday, we entrust the week ahead and the weekend before us to our guardian angels, as we say, O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule, and guide. Amen. So I hope you have a really wonderful weekend, and we'd like to thank everyone for all of your great encouragement and support, which means so very, very much to the staff. And especially thank you to so many parents who have taken the time to email and send in cards to say thank you to the staff for accompanying the girls on trips and visits. Well done to our great girls on continuing to make a wonderful start to the year and in exemplifying that I'm a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.